a pair of Wisconsin bills would prevent candidates from being kicked off the ballot for arbitrary reasons, and it's getting some bipartisan backers. Where did the summer go? It's Thursday, August 31st, the final day in August, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, the Chancellor of UW-La Crosse announces plans to step down after 17 years on the job. And a former Appleton police officer is facing criminal charges after allegedly forging a court order. Stay with us.
What's going on in Wisconsin today? You find out on the Wisconsin Today podcast. This 10 minutes of regional news is supported by the people who listen. You. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Bipartisan backers say a pair of Wisconsin bills would prevent candidates from getting kicked off the ballot for arbitrary reasons. And as Sarah Lear explains, the legislation would clarify how many nominating signatures officials have to check.
State law says Milwaukee school board candidates need at least 400 valid signatures to get on the ballot, but may submit up to 800. Shondalyn Hendricks-Reeves turned in more than 900 signatures, but was disqualified from running after the Milwaukee Election Commission could not find enough valid ones in the first 800 it counted. Hendricks-Reeves got back on the April 2023 ballot after she challenged her disqualification. But Democratic Senator Lena Taylor says state law should be amended so there's no ambiguity.
If somebody does the hard of going out and knocking on doors and getting signatures, by gosh, you better count every one of them.
The legislation specifies that officials have to check additional signatures if they don't initially find enough valid ones. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican lawmakers are proposing a change to the state constitution. It would require tax increases to be approved by two-thirds majority votes in both chambers of the legislature. The proposal would only affect statewide tax rates. It would not change how local communities raise their own revenue. Representative Amy Binsfield, a Republican of Sheboygan, authored the proposal.
If we're going to tax our citizens, let's work together to make sure it's the right choice and not just an easy choice.
This was introduced on the same day the Republicans unveiled a $3 billion tax cut proposal for Wisconsinites earning between $28,000 and $300,000 per year. Republicans say they want to make Wisconsin's tax system more competitive with neighboring states. Now, a constitutional amendment has to be passed in the legislature twice and then approved by voters, and it's not subject to a governor's veto. After 17 years, University of Wisconsin-La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao says he'll step down as campus leader. But Rich Kramer reports that Gao says he plans to go back to teaching.
Gao was hired as UW-La Crosse's 10th chancellor in 2007. During his tenure, the campus has bucked declining enrollment trends and is now one of just three state colleges without an ongoing budget deficit. Gao will stay on through the coming academic year while the UW system searches for his replacement. He said adjusting to a projected decline in high school graduates and lagging state support will be among their biggest challenges. This year, Republican state lawmakers and Democratic Governor Tony Evers approved a $32 million cut to the UW system budget.
The person who follows me, I don't know what their world will be like. I mean, we've seen the state funding decline pretty steadily here.
Gao says he will go back to teaching communications in 2025. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
School Choice Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty say an online dashboard to display public school finances is needed for transparency, but those very same groups are fighting against including data from voucher schools. A 2021 law directed the State Department of Public Instruction to create that financial dashboard. A bipartisan committee has recommended both private and public schools be included. Dan Rossmiller with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards says he hopes the state legislature agrees.
So there are a variety of ways that public schools' funding is affected by having a private school located within either the school district boundaries or a private school having an attendance area that overlaps with a public school district.
Public schools also pay for special education programming and busing for private school students. Last year, schools in the voucher program received more than $444 million in taxpayer money. A former Appleton police officer is facing criminal charges after allegedly forging a court order. As Joe Schultz reports, he told investigators he took action after losing the original order in a drug case.
Jeremy Haney's charges include felonies for forgery and misconduct in office, as well as a misdemeanor for obstructing an officer. He resigned from the Appleton Police Department last month. The charges were filed on August 23rd. Law enforcement began investigating Haney in June after a local prosecutor found irregularities in a court order to put a GPS on a suspect's vehicle. The order allegedly had forged signatures from an assistant DA and a judge. The time frame the device was allowed to be installed was also changed from when it was approved by officials. Haney initially denied forging the document, but later admitted to creating a new document after losing the original, according to the criminal complaint. He's set to appear in court on September 19th. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, a roughly $10 billion settlement proposed by 3M to address PFAS contamination of public water supplies is back on and moving forward. That's after nearly two dozen attorneys general dropped objections to the deal this week, including Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. PFAS are chemicals that don't break down easily in the environment, and high exposure to them has been linked to serious health issues. Call and others said the deal shifted future liability for addressing PFAS from the company to public water supplies. But the attorneys general say 3M has since made changes addressing their concerns. Despite that, Call is among five who say the settlement amount is still too small to address PFAS contamination nationwide. The five also say the payment schedule is way too long, extending over a decade. Under the deal, more than 200 public water supplies in Wisconsin would be eligible for payments to address PFAS. And that'll do it for the final day of August. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, find us in your favorite podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, don't forget to leave us that rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.